Thank you for listening to Minot Today. I'm your host, Bob Tim. Before I get started, I want to say that this is a business interview that I'm doing, and it's a very special one, so I hope you'll stay tuned. I also want to mention that in the past, when I've done business interviews, many of those I've interviewed have become advertisers here because they've told me they've had an uptick in business just because you heard them here on K-Heart Radio. So I wanted to mention that, and if you're interested in advertising on K-Heart, just give us a call anytime. My interview today is with the newest business in town, and that business is located right downtown. It's called Titus and Philemon Art Gallery and Studio. Located right at 201 Main Street. And the owner of that business is with me today, Mr. Timothy Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
It's great to have you here. I want to mention that location again, 201 Main Street. It's a white building on the corner. It says Heritage Place. We're kitty corner from the Gourmet Chef, half a block away from Cookies for You. A lot of people love that place. Timothy, let's give the folks a audio tour of the Titus and Philemon Art Gallery and Studio. When they walk in the front door, what do they find?
Yeah, outside the front door, there will be a big sign that says Titus and Philemon Art Gallery. And then once they walk inside the doors, there will be a sign that says Titus and Philemon Art Studio. And then it'll be the first door on the left. And then right when you enter the door, there will be some books on the left. The two books I have written, which are Titus and Philemon Take the Stage, the first book, and then the second book, Titus and Philemon Go Bananas.
Who are Titus and Philemon, Timothy?
Well, Titus, he was actually a guinea pig I used to have for like 5 years, and they died a couple years ago. And then Philemon is just another guinea pig that I have made up for the strip.
So they are guinea pigs. The books are spiral bound. They're printed locally here by Broadway Printing. They've been published. You'll find the books at Main Street Books and Nature's Nook. And we do have them also here in the studio. A little more about the books.
Yeah, they're comic strip books, kind of like Peanuts and Garfield.
How many pages?
Yeah, each of them are 50 pages long.
So that's a lot of fun and enjoyment. We also have a special service in regards to the books. What is that, Timothy?
Yeah, we'll ship them to you for like certain prices. Like if you want like one book, we'll pay the shipping for $2. And then if you want to ship two books, then we'll do it to you for $1.
And again, we provide the envelope, and the return address says from Titus and Philemon, and it has their picture drawing on it. So they make a really neat gift for those grandchildren or some other loved one across the USA. Once you've passed our little book nook there, then the first door is what?
Yep, after that, you'll see my art gallery. He'll have all the works that I have made throughout high school and a few that I have made after high school.
And Is everything for sale, Timothy?
No, not everything is for sale. Like, the stuff that's hanging on the walls is mostly not for sale, really. But those cartoon prints, they are $5 each. But if it's the original one, it'll be $100.
What size are those?
Those are 11 by 17.
So they're huge.
Yeah, really huge.
And what medium did you use to create these?
Yeah, for these prints, I just used like normal pencils here and some little pens to outline the words and stuff.
Those are the 11 by 17s. And again, they're easily viewed here at the art gallery. You also have some select 8x10s. Tell me just a little about those.
Yeah, so those are all for sale, like $25 here. And they're all acrylic paintings.
And they're framed.
Yeah, they're framed. They have the frames on them.
Excellent. What about the artwork that people see on the floor in the gallery?
That is the art rummage sale, and each one is $5 if you want one.
And those are mostly home interiors products, framed. Most of them have glass. They're matted. They're very good quality pieces of art. They're just things that we can't use or that we've picked up along the way. And again, no matter what size, no matter what quality, they're just $5. What is the photo backdrop all about?
Yeah, that's for if children want to get their pictures taken next to these two wooden cutouts of Titus and Philemon. Yeah, if they want that, that'll be $1 if they want their picture taken.
And that dollar covers the photo paper that is used. That's 4x6 inch photo paper. The photo paper is provided by Post-it brand, and therefore the backside has a sticky strip or two on it, so you can take that photo of your child with Titus and Philemon and put it right on the fridge or wherever you'd like to post it. And again, this is a 5 mil thick photo paper, matte paper, and really nice quality stuff. I'm going to go back to the books for just a minute here. And how long have you been writing this strip? And should we expect more books coming out eventually?
Yeah, for this comic strip I've been writing, I've been doing it for about 6 or 7 years. And as for more books, there probably won't be anytime soon. We want to get selling the first two books before deciding to get out another one.
And we actually have enough material for 3 or 4 more books.
Yeah,
currently at this time.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's talk about the next door over in the Titus and Philemon art gallery and studio. So the next door is the...
Yeah, that's the art studio where I do all the prints and paintings there. That's usually a very messy desk I got there, and you'll see all the materials I'm using to create these things, as well as sometimes in project that may be finished or unfinished on it.
You graduated from high school this year. That was an interesting year, an interesting but beautiful graduation. And you'll be attending MSU this fall. So this summer, what are the hours of the Titus and Philemon Art Gallery and Studio?
Yeah, so for this summer, the hours will be from 8 o'clock to 4:30. But I won't be here from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. So really, the hours are 8 o'clock to 11:30, then 1 o'clock to 4:30 on Monday through Friday.
The studio is not normally open on Saturdays, but we will be on special occasions, and there'll be some refreshments available, probably just bottled water and popcorn. But that, to know if we are or not, you just need to look for the sign out on the sidewalk that says Titus and Philemon Art Gallery open. Now, what about possible hours this fall when school starts?
Well, I'm not quite sure on that yet. Once I know my schedule for MSU, I will come in here whenever I possibly can.
Also, my office is in the same area. I have a separate space for my notary public office. And when I'm here, the lights will be on in the gallery. And if you wish to purchase books that you want Timothy to sign and personalize, we can leave a message for Timothy and he can do that, and we can mail them off once he has the opportunity to return to the studio after classes at MSU. Again, on the location, we are at 201 Main Street South. We're right on the main floor. We're handicap accessible. You don't need to go down 62 steps into a dungeon. We're right on the main floor. Very easy to find. Again, 201 Main Street South. Timothy, thank you for being my guest today.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was great visiting with you today.
And with our K-Heart audience. Thank you.